Hello.
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 Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Oh, nothing. Oh, I was just talking to these people. They were kind of annoying, though.
Oh.
I just hung up, though.
Oh, okay, good. Now, like, you're here. Like, you don't
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our other guests are taking quite a while to join, don't you think?
They are. It's been 20.
All you gotta do is click the link. Like, it's not
For
that
real.
Hard.
Oh,
hi, sorry, mine wasn't working.
Diego. Oh,
hello.
Dorothy.
Oh. Can you hear me?
No.
No.
No. What?
Yeah. So we're just waiting on Diego.
I like my background.
What is my background?
I like my background.
Mine's a radio.
Mine's a microphone.
What's yours, Darby?
Viv doesn't have background.
Viv just has her face. That's not as cool.
Yeah,
that's me. That's me really in like Spanish it. Class.
It's not as cool.
Really
like
Wait,
I don't like it either.
Viv, I have a question. Can I leave the app and it still go or no?
Go find out.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm scared.
Oh my god, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet.
That's crazy. That is just so
that
crazy.
That is pretty sick.
So, I was gonna introduce, but Diego not.
We have to wait for.
Can't wait to meet you.
Join the
animatronic family. We open real soon.
Real.
Is there a delay?
Try your best.
Like they're on FaceTime.
I don't know. I don't know.
That was funny.
So should we just introduce all of ourselves until Diego gets here?
It's not working for him.
Maybe he's just dumb.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna send the link again. I can't. Oh, I can.
It's the same thing that happened to me. He needs to close out of that area.
Yeah, you need to close out of this.
I'll probably edit out this beginning part. So
I just closed out of the app and then pressed the link again.
Mm-hmm. So let's say whatever we want until it gets here.
Diego. Boobies. 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 Oh, Diego's here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I hope that was a joke.
No. Yeah.
No.
Okay. So moving on.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, wait, we need to be quiet for a second so Viv can edit this out.
Started at 3 minutes.
Started at 2:35.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Sparkler Swag. I'm Vivian Lopez, and I'm here with my guests, Diego Enriquez, Darby Check, Toby Bum, and Riley Campbell. So, say hello, everyone.
Hi.
My name's Toby.
How are you doing?
My name's Riley.
My name's Diego.
I'm Darby.
And
I'm very flattered that you're having us on this show, Viv. Sorry, I just interrupted you, but thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate the honor.
I'm honored.
I always love to have my greatest friends on podcasts.
Greatest friends.
So,
just want to go down and oh my gosh, Viv, we did it again. Just go. It doesn't matter what else is saying. Just go.
Let's get moving.
So today we are going to do a little game that we are calling one sentence story.
But in Diego's case,
five sentence story.
Every turn. So we're gonna go around.
Sorry, yo.
So we're gonna go around the circle, and we're going to,
and we're going to say our one sentence horror story.
Yes, and
ooh,
yeah,
spooky.
Okay, so on the screen does it say Vivian, Diego, Darby, Toby, Riley?
Yes.
So we're gonna go in that order.
Okay.
All right, so I'll start, and then we just go with the flow, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just go with it.
We just go. Honestly, we just go.
For real.
For real. Okay,
here
so.
Here we go.
What did I say?
Is
it too late to go to the bathroom?
Diego, go to the bathroom.
Just go pee.
No, it's okay. Let's start.
Is it a number one or a number two?
Number one.
Be number two.
He lying.
No, it's number one. Is number one. Is number one. I swear.
Like,
Viv, I swear.
Your bladder gonna explode if we just go?
No, it's fine.
Okay, let's start.
Okay. So. Hold on.
I got chills.
We open real soon.
To join the animatronic family.
It's a Tuesday morning. I'm laying in my bed. All of a sudden, I hear a knock on my door.
I go downstairs to see who's knocking at the door.
What? Wait, are you done?
I go downstairs to see who's knocking at the door.
Wait, are you done?
Yes.
Yeah.
I look through the little people and I see a child standing at the doorstep.
I decide not to open the door and just keep staring while I pick up my phone, which weighs about 5 pounds.
Oh my.
Approximately.
Approximately.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I pick up my phone to call my mom since I'm home alone, and she's telling me to just open the door because it's a child. So I open the door.
Oh.
Suspense. Gotta build that.
Suddenly, out of the blue, the child sprints to the left into pure darkness.
Wait, pure darkness? If it's
Tuesday morning.
Oh,
Tuesday morning. Pure darkness.
Sprints into the woods. Sprints into the woods.
Sprints into the woods because I'm in a cabin.
I'm in a cabin, yeah.
We're camping. We're camping right now.
We're camping.
We're changing it.
We're camping. Alone.
Alone. Oh, by ourselves. No, mom's out to the store. She's at the store.
She's fishing. She's fishing.
Okay, continue.
Okay, we'll go.
I decide to walk outside to see if I can find out where he was going, but he was gone.
Come on, Darby. I turned around and went back in the house, but the child was standing right in front of me.
I turned back around, slammed the door in his face, and ran into the woods. Something swooped above my head.
Always in the arm. It was a giant bald eagle. It started making bird noises. And then I heard
sound effects.
I heard a whistle coming in the woods and a man walking out, and the bird landed on the man's arm.
That was kind of cool.
Right?
I just stand there and stare at the man in pure wonder of what just went around me.
Love at first sight.
The man is staring at me coldly.
With a scary, deep voice, he tells me, "What are you doing in my woods?"
What are you doing in my swamp?
What are you doing in my swamp?
What are you doing in my swamp?
I looked at the man and said, "I'm sorry, I got scared when I saw this child and I ran."
He said, "That's all right. Could you please go back to your cabin? I run these woods." Then the bird started talking to me.
Only I could hear what the bird said. And the bird told me that the man was dangerous.
And all of a sudden, I turned around to just go back to my cabin in hopes that this was all a dream. But I turn around and the child is standing
Plot
right
twist.
Behind me.
Wait, you were hanging out. What did you say?
I turn around and go back to my cabin. The kid is right behind me.
Sudden gasp.
Diego.
I stand there and I yell at the kid, "What do you want from me? Why are you following me?"
The child looked up at me, and as I stared into its eyes, his eyes started to become black.
He turned and looked at the man and went over to him and held on to his hand like they knew each other.
That's creepy.
They both turned around, and as they were walking back to the woods, they both said, they both let out a giggle.
All of a sudden, I hear a car pull up, and it's my mom back from the grocery store, and I sprint to her. Or she's coming back from fishing, and I sprint to her.
I sprint.
I tell my mom,
okay,
with tears coming down my face, that a scary man with an eagle.
We're making a podcast. Yeah.
Hey, Tasha.
What? Hi, Tasha.
Yeah.
Hi, Tasha.
No, it's not live.
Tasha.
Love you.
Oh,
by the way, I'm
leaving
here by good night, Tasha. Okay. Okay. All right. Love you. Night. Okay. Sorry, Diego. Continue.
It's okay. I ran over to my mom with tears coming down my face. A big, scary man with a bald eagle and a child with black eyes was chasing me. Not chasing me, they were staring at me.
They turned and walked into the woods.
They were, though. They were staring.
Oh.
Oh, you're okay, I stopped listening. Sorry.
Yes. Did you get any of that, darling?
I turned around. Okay, wait. Just to make sure I got this right. They turned around and walked away, right?
And they giggled.
Right, okay.
I turn around
and see them still walking behind and look back at my mom and man and child.
She tells me to just go inside with her, it's nothing. But as we're walking in, I see the shadow of the eagle on top of the house. Not the bird, just the shadow.
That's creepy.
Oh, wait. It's my
name. Yeah, girl.
So.
Hey, Riley, girl.
The rest of the night after that, there was no sign of the man or the child or the bird. So I wanted to just go to sleep and get the day over with.
But before I went to sleep, my mom asked me to come to the kitchen because she had just had cooked some of the fish that she caught. And as I was eating the fish, I used my knife to cut it open, and there was a feather.
Oh my god. Why are we all so like...
We're mesmerized.
As I finished my dinner, I was walking. I noticed the feather,
and I immediately started freaking out.
I noticed the feather, and I immediately started freaking out. I threw it in the trash, and as I was walking upstairs, I heard a faint scratch on the window, as if a long nail was just dragging it across the window.
You had to clarify. Oh, funny.
I looked at my window and saw the shadow of a man, but when I went and opened my blinds, there was nothing there.
Oh, it's my turn. I walked back into my room and saw the same shadow of the man and the bird, and everything in my room was falling off of its off of the shelves.
What?
I walked back in my room and saw the shadow of the man and his eagle, and everything, like, everything was, like, falling off the shelves, like, off the walls and stuff.
So I ran back downstairs to my mom sitting on the couch and tried to tell her what was happening, but when we went back upstairs to look, everything was back on the shelves.
I tried to say that no matter what, she wouldn't believe me. She wasn't believing me, and I tried to tell her that no matter.
Oh my god! Take a breather, girl.
Okay.
Okay. Get a drink of water.
Okay.
That fast. So, okay.
I was trying to.
Okay. No. I got it. For me.
My mom tried to tell me that I was delirious, and I tried to tell her that I was not, and that I actually saw these things. And she told me, "Well, did you finish your fish?" Oh my God. Diego, go.
Oh,
okay.
Go with it.
I told her that the fish was very yummy and delicious, and yet I finished it.
No. Can you repeat that?
I told her the fish was very yummy.
No, you're supposed to tell her it has a feather in it.
Oh, okay. I told my mom I was too scared to finish it because as I was biting, a feather came out of it.
Yes.
Is that okay?
My mom looked at me with a blank face and told me, "Don't you know? Birds are a sign of safety," as a crooked smile grew on her face.
My other mother.
Coraline.
What is the name of that movie?
She
Coraline.
Pulls
a, yeah, Coraline.
Riley.
sorry.
She pulls a feather out of her pocket, looking identical to the one I saw before. As I'm looking at the feather, I look back up to see that the eagle is now sitting on her shoulder.
I look at my.
One more second. Okay, you can go now. You can go.
Oh my god. Vivian. Breathe.
Okay.
Breathe, Viv.
I look at my so-called mother and scream, "Where is my mother?"
She says, "You shouldn't have come here. You and your mother don't belong here. You know what happens to people like you." Go, Diego.
Choose.
Repeat.
The creepy girl said that I shouldn't have come here, and that people, you know, she said that you know what. Oh my god!
You know what happens to people.
You know what happens to people that come around here. I told the creepy lady, "I have no clue what happens to people who come over here. I've never seen anything like you."
How am I supposed to? Go, girl.
Suddenly, I felt a cold breeze from behind me. That's all.
I turn around and there was nothing. Once I turn back around to see my mother, she's now the child.
Oh, bitch. Oh,
what am I supposed to say? Then I sprint outside, trying to get into the car, but I don't know where the keys are and the door is locked.
I then break the glass, and
that was so, like, you said it so, like, casually. I then break the glass.
I break the glass and I unlock the door from the inside. I got in the car and started it, and it did the classic thing in scary movies where it doesn't start.
I tried hot wiring the car, but that didn't work, so I ran back inside.
Why go back inside?
To find the key.
Okay, wait, no. I tried hot wiring the car, so instead, I did the only other thing that people do.
Did he cut out for you guys?
Is go run the woods instead of call the police.
What? Wait, what did you do again?
He ran into the woods.
I ran into the woods and didn't call the police.
I looked behind me to see if anyone was following me, and there was no one there. I was alone.
I sat on the floor of the woods for quite some time now, and still there's nothing. I hear the trees, what's the word? I hear the trees rustle as if something's flying through them.
Yeah.
I tried to soak
Diego. Crunch.
I tried to go back to the house to see if they're still there, but I am lost in the woods and don't remember which way I came. I try to look around for a path or a light or anything in the distance as everything starts to fade away.
I'm gonna be real honest with you. Riley, what did you say? Because whatever you said, it leads into Viv, and I don't know what you said that led into Viv.
I said that I tried to go back to the house, but I don't remember which way I came, so I'm lost in the woods.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Please, Viv.
So I start to look for anything in the distance I can follow, but everything starts to fade away.
As I'm running. The trees start disappearing. And everything just looks like a big, empty black space.
Suddenly, I trip over something. And when I look behind me, it looks like my mom. But her body is rotting. Oh.
You got that from Stranger Things, didn't you?
Shut up.
Spoiler alert.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
The eagle is no longer an eagle. Now it's a vulture, and it's eating her remains. I turn around and run the other way into the darkness as the trees start to come back.
I'm looking all around me to see all the trees, and when I'm turned but still running straight, I run into the man and fall, and now he's towering over me.
He's speaking a different language to me, and I can't understand, and as his normal old man voice is continuing on, it starts to slowly change pitch down deeper and deeper.
Do we need to repeat?
Speechless.
Do we all need to repeat ours?
No, I heard. I'm just I heard, but like I don't know how to continue that.
Just wing it, girl.
You can say skip.
No, I got this. As his voice was getting deeper and deeper, I started noticing all the clothes off his body and his flesh was melting.
What the fuck? Hey.
Girls, you said wing it, and I winged it.
As his flesh was melting. His body slowly morphed into the little boy's.
I realized that all along, everything I've been seeing is just a little boy. He's inside my mind. He's making me see everything. I don't know what's real and what's fake.
Was that the ending, girl?
Wait, no, no. I have a good thing. The toy.
What?
The toy. The boy turns around. No.
Wait.
The boy turns around and runs. And I close my eyes and I realize I've been dreaming this whole time.
Oh my god.
And I wake up.
Can I end it?
Listen. No, you want to hear this. I wake up and there's an eagle sitting on my window.
Oh, that is the ending. That is so good.
Oh, I was gonna say I wake up and it's a sunny Tuesday morning.
I like Riley's
a little bit too.
Okay.
That was good.
Bye, podcast.
I'm pretty good.
That was
you gotta remember that.
That was pretty good.
Riley,
that was a good
ending. I was kind of getting mad.
I was hoping that you were gonna continue it.
Cause I heard you say, like, what would you say? I forgot what you said.
I realized that nothing that I saw was real. It was all just him in my mind, just like making me see all of it.
Before you said it was all just him, I thought you were gonna say it was all just a dream. I was like, darn it, Toby.
Just a dream.
That was a creepy ending, though, Riley. Like, actually.
That was pretty good.
Ew. Who just spoke?
Who was that?
Who spoke?
Was that you?
Who just spoke?
I thought that was Viv.
Was that Darby? I thought that was Viv.
I thought it was Viv. It was
sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That was not you.
That scared me.
That was like Viv.
I was like, did Viv accidentally invite someone else to this podcast? Like, what is going on?
Are we going to talk in our Britney voices now, Darby?
I'm like,
who is wrestling in a damn bag of chips right now or something?
Wait, what did I even say?
You said, like, something like that was really good.
Oh, that was really good.
I sound like a different person.
That was really. It's because I was on Snap.
What, who are you snapping?
Who are you snapping, huh?
Riley?
It's okay, I was snapping you too.
I know, I was like, I was literally.
I literally just sent you a snap because I was on Snap.
Alright.
Viv, who are you snapping?
No, and I've just been staring at our names the whole time.
Me too.
Same. Me too.
I've been staring at Minecraft.
So. I got bored, so I went to Snap.
Alright, everyone. So, thank you for joining me on a podcast this fine evening. Thank you for listening. If you listen to the whole thing,
we hope you like the ending.
Stream music by Chaotic Energy and Vivian Lopez on any platform you desire.
Make sure to like and leave a comment down below.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe to me and listen to our music.
Turn on post notifications.
Who?
Riley. It's Riley.
So we're gonna go and leave, but thank you so much for joining us today, and we're probably gonna do this again, so tune in for when we do it again.
Tune in!
So I just need everybody...
Bye-bye.
Shut up, Diego.
I just need everybody right now to go ahead and say bye with me. So on three, we're going to say bye. Okay, ready? One,
bye.
Two, three.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.